hear what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Day before yesterday, Lum received a letter from a Miss Catherine Colbert applying for the position of teacher in the Pine Ridge School. At a meeting of the school board, it was decided to ask the young lady to appear before them to discuss her qualifications. Lum was so enthused over the description she gave of herself that he has volunteered to meet her at the county seat next Monday as driver to Pine Ridge. Let's take a look in. On the little community today, we find Abner over at the lunchroom talking with Bud Gamble. And now stand by while we switch you to Pine Ridge. Listen.
Yeah, that's Slim, the funny duck owner. He's been going around here for a couple of weeks like he's going. And this morning he comes in here, slapped me on the back, and tell me what a great guy I am. Well, I thought maybe he was sore because I was marrying Evelina. The way he talked this morning, the way he tickled to death over it. Went on about what a fine girl she is, and the hope it was happy, and all that stuff. And then thanked me for asking to be the best man if it wasn't. Say, who is this Lee figuring on man? No? Well, sure, he said this morning that he wished we could make it a double wedding, but he's afraid it would be a little too quick for him. Well, I never know nothing about him. Some of them stand there. It's got the natural curly hair, he said. Big blue eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that new school teacher coming out there. He ain't even sorry yet. Got a letter from her, and that's all he can talk about ever since.
Oh, I thought it was somebody been going with. The way he was talking this morning, I thought they was all set to get married.
Well, he is, I reckon. He don't know nothing about it. She's coming out here Monday to meet with the school board. Don't tell me how I told you. Oh, no, fine, but... Old man Allen says it's like that thing to you. If he did, well, I would have it everything.
Come in. Bud was telling me this morning business been pretty good down here.
Well, take this bicycle contest or something. That's costing us a little dough to give them things away, but not everybody's talking about the lunch of my
day. Of course, he could have given away cheaper bicycles. Wouldn't have talked too much. But I believe if you're going to give somebody something, give them the best, or they're not going to
help. Yeah, well, we know everybody gets one of them from the beach to the beach.
Oh, yeah. I know that you had acting before I went to Mother Grace.
Yeah. He went on down, got his bicycle and everything.
I never seen a youngster proud of anything in my life.
Oh.
You went down the street there behind that electric horn and traded places with the President of the United States.
Well, isn't it? You got a that aluminum frame makes them so light and easy for him to handle.
Now, that's
the slickest
thing
now
to see
to have a bicycle. And the contest is
easy,
too.
It's
a lot of fun taking out these last lines on one of
them, Jim. Well, that's a nice prize for what little time it takes. But he can write a last line and mail it in a couple of minutes, huh?
Why, sure they can. You know, the thing that surprises me is how many grown-ups are getting in this contest. I thought the children would be about the only ones that'd be interested in it.
No. Everybody's riding bicycles nowadays. You'd be surprised. Awful good exercise, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Getting awful stylish now, too. And if they don't need a bicycle to ride themselves, they're more than likely giving it to their niece or nephew or some of the neighbor's children.
I know it now. That'd sure make the young and happy, wouldn't it? Just have somebody just give them a bicycle.
Oh, my.
Say, we've been hearing the whistle blowing over here, Spud. Yeah, I blow it every time I think about it.
And it's causing lots of talk, all right. And I've been hearing lots of compliments on them T-bone steaks you're serving down here, too.
Yeah, well, I think that name T-bone Tudor's going to work out okay, you know it? Oh, my, yes. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric Long. I reckon he found out they weren't nothing left over to get shut off.
Yeah. Came over for nothing. Yeah, we better pay him off, too, Abner. Tell him we don't need him no longer now.
Yeah, just give him an order and Grandpa's companion.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get back in the kitchen and get the water. That's what I put up
here. Granny's, I won't speak to him about driving me into the county seat money to meet Captain, or Miss Carr, too.
Dick say he loaned you the car?
Yeah, I told him I'd get Cedric to drive it for me.
Wish
he had a...
I don't know what's wrong with him, Spud. I ain't seen him all morning. And he come down there talking to me this morning, wanted me to invite him to be the best man at the wedding. I didn't know what to say about it. Why, of course not. He wouldn't know.
Well, I think the best thing to do is just forget about the whole business till he comes in here.
Why, sure. Maybe that's the best thing to do. I don't know what to do about it.